Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The U.S. Senate passed a legislative package last night that eliminates future funding for high-speed rail projects, including California's. After a similar vote in the House, this leaves California less than 15% of the cash required for its project, estimated to cost around $99 billion. San Francisco to San Diego? Maybe, maybe not. Fresno to Bakersfield? Governor Brown said last week construction will start next year. The state's highest court has ruled the sponsors of Proposition 8 have the right to defend the measure. The California Report's Scott Schaefer tells us the question of same-sex marriage now heads back to federal court.
The 61-page unanimous ruling was written by Chief Justice Tani Kantil Saka-Uwe, and it confirms that authors of ballot measures can defend their initiatives in court when the governor and attorney general refuse to. Prop 8 attorney Andy Puno.
You know, we're just delighted that the Supreme Court has once and for all reaffirmed our right to defend the 7 million Californians who amended their state constitution and they deserve to be represented.
Yesterday's ruling came in response to a question by the Ninth Circuit Court judges hearing the appeal of Prop 8. They asked the state Supreme Court to clarify whether California law gave initiative sponsors the legal standing to appeal. UC Davis law professor Vic Amar says the ruling suggests that proponents of ballot measures bring a unique perspective.
The tenor of this opinion is courts should be sensitive to the possibility that elected officials aren't going to do as zealous a job as the sponsors, and that's why the sponsors need to be heard and their arguments need to be evaluated.
It's been 3 years since voters approved Prop 8 and more than a year since it was struck down. Attorney Theodore Olson is eager to have the legal merits of the case resolved.
It's intolerable for that violation of the Constitution to continue to go on.
No matter how the Ninth Circuit rules on the constitutionality of Prop 8, it could be another year or more before it's finally settled, probably by the U.S. Supreme Court. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
Weeks before the closure of hundreds of adult day health care centers, state officials and disability rights attorneys have reached a deal. State officials had targeted the center to cut spending on Medi-Cal, which covers California's poor and seriously disabled, but lawyers filed a federal class action lawsuit claiming that cut would violate the Americans with Disabilities Act, since many of the frail people served would have nowhere to go but hospitals and nursing homes. The deal, presuming a judge agrees, would create a new program to deliver similar services for half the population at risk, paid for by managed care health plans. The other half would get intensive case management to help them stay in their homes. State budget cuts are at the heart of the labor dispute that sparked yesterday's first-ever faculty strike against the Cal State system. The California Faculty Association authorized the one-day walkout at two campuses, East Bay and Dominguez Hills. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tantakalos has more.
There are two entrances here at Cal State East Bay, and at each entrance, faculty members are protesting. They're walking back and forth across streets to block vehicles from going inside the university.
It's going very well. We have 11 campuses from Northern California. They all came.
Some as far away as Humboldt, says Marcia Ginsburg, who teaches journalism at East Bay. Faculty is locked in a salary dispute with CSU administrators. The CSU is withholding faculty pay increases that were negotiated about 3 years ago. Now, CSU officials say there's no money to meet the salary demands because of ongoing budget cuts. A new statewide poll shows many Californians are angry with the cuts, but most don't want to pay more in taxes. Journalism professor Ginsburg says taxes is not a dirty word.
Taxes pay for our roads, sewage services. Why shouldn't it pay for education?
That sentiment is shared by physics professor Jim Hill, who converged on Cal State Dominguez Hills near Long Beach during the one-day walkout. But Hill says the action is more than just about a salary increase.
The constant raises in tuition and fees that have really changed what the system is.
And now faculty is hoping to change the minds of CSU administrators. Union leaders meet with CSU officials in Sacramento today to once again find a compromise. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tantakalos.
Recent research suggests California is getting a better handle on childhood obesity. But in some regions, like the Central Valley, the problem is growing, especially among Latinos. This weekend marks the premiere of a play that puts a spotlight on the issue. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has the story.
Go ahead and have a Coke, but I warn you if you do, that that we've been raised from childhood to love this sticky goo.
Agustin Lira performs this original song about Coca-Cola as part of his new production, The Weight of Things. Lira's best known for his political songs and plays. He's the co-founder of El Teatro Campesino, which performs skits on flatbed trucks and in union halls during the farmworker boycotts of the 1960s. Lira's socially relevant lyrics earned him recognition from the National Endowment for the Arts as a pioneering voice of the Chicano movement.
Coke, you give us real hope.
A local health advocacy group tapped Lira to write this production. He admits that at first, writing and directing a play about obesity seemed like a leap. But as he began his research, he realized it's something that can't be solved by simply urging Latinos to exercise and eat better.
Obesity is a political issue, and it's just as gigantic as any of the other problems that Mexican Americans have in this country.
And Latino communities, he says, need education about how junk food is marketed to their children. They also need safe neighborhoods and playgrounds so they can exercise.
I really don't see people being able to fight this off by themselves. They really need to join a movement about how to save their lives.
Lita's play is a series of four vignettes illustrated with simple props and bilingual actors playing multiple roles.
Vegetables cost more than rice and beans. My family has to eat.
In the play, children struggle to ward off a Ronald McDonald who steps out of a giant TV set, and parents hold a community meeting about obesity.
We don't have a park or playgrounds.
Where I live, we don't need it. No tenemos nada. Solo pandillas en cada esquina.
A new report from UCLA finds more than 42% of school-age children in Fresno County are overweight or obese, even though this county produces more fresh fruits and vegetables than any other in the nation. The Weight of Things premieres this weekend with two free performances. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
And that's the California Report for Friday, November 18th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.